Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long road getting from there to here. It's been a long time, but my time is finally near. And I can feel a change in the wind right now. Nothing's in my way, and I'm not gonna hold down no more. No, they're not gonna hold me down.
Good evening, everyone. This is Dr. Jess Armine coming to you from the Center for Bioindividualized Medicine here in southeastern Pennsylvania in the United States. Good evening, everybody. And it's very late in Britain, and I think in Australia, you guys are just getting up depending on where you are. But I know you're all listening, so I have a very, very, very special show for you tonight. You know, I use that song I keep saying. I started this podcast to give good information on health, but especially for those with chronic illnesses. Okay, and I believe that chronic illnesses do not mean permanent, and you guys are the strongest people that I know. And I've had lots of people on the show, and we've given out a lot of information, but tonight I have somebody incredibly special, okay, who has very kindly taken time out of her enormously busy schedule to share information with you about her, about the Medicinal Supplement Summit. Okay, I'm going to introduce Wendy, tell you just a little bit about her, and then I'm going to let her explain what the Medicinal Supplement Summit is all about, because it's all free, and you're going to get a ton of information, and I think you should listen up. Wendy Myers is an expert in detoxification and remineralization. She is she's certified in functional diagnostic nutrition. She is a certified nutritional counselor and a certified health coach, certified holistic health coach, excuse me. Okay, and she's all about educating the public. She has founded livetoone10.com. And if you go to that website, you'll see the length and breadth of it. It is amazing. And all the information that you can get from there that is good, solid, truthful information that you can utilize immediately. She hosts the Live to 110 video podcast, which is published weekly. She publishes on her blog. She has done a lot of work in mineral power, hair mineral analysis, right? Okay, good. I got it. All right. And, has a new book coming out called The Modern Paleo Detox Diet. This is one incredibly well-trained, incredibly loving, incredibly, how can I say it? She's my friend, okay? Okay. I consider her a friend and a colleague, okay? And we've exchanged information. I won't even presume to say that I've mentored her, but we've exchanged information. And she uses the information that I give her to the best benefit of everybody. And as you know, I don't work with people who aren't healers. And Wendy is the ultimate healer. And so I want to introduce Wendy Myers. Welcome.
Well, Jess, thank you so much for that introduction.
You are most welcome. You know, you've done a lot of things, and you've been kind enough to have me on your podcast once in a while talking about my usual neurotransmitter, insomnia, and so forth. But you put together this thing called the Medicinal Supplement Summit. And I got to tell you, when I looked through all the stuff that people can get over several days, and it's completely free, I was amazed. But please, Jess, speak the English language, please. Okay. I'm serious. I'm like, whoa. Could you tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the health field?
Yes. Well, you know, My name is Wendy Myers, and I started a site called livetoone110.com to publish the research I was doing about supplements and about detoxification, metal toxicology, nutrition, and really just everything I felt like writing about, because my father was diagnosed with cancer, esophageal cancer, many years ago. And not really, I started studying health prior to that, but it really got me into researching about cancer and the underlying causes. And I just kept hitting upon mineral deficiencies and metal toxicities and all the toxic chemicals in our environment. And so I started publishing everything I was learning. I thought, I just want to share all this really, really important information. And unfortunately, my father died from his cancer treatment, so I didn't learn fast enough to save him, and, you know, he just did the standard of care for cancer, which is chemo and radiation. Mm-hmm. I think that really did him in. So I talk about on my website a lot of natural ways to approach your health conditions, including cancer, and one of the main things that people need to do is mineralize their body and remove all the toxic metals and chemicals that are interfering in body's basic metabolic functions. Like every part of our metabolism interfered with these metals and chemicals, like your hormones, your ability to detox, your neurotransmitters, and your mood, and like so many things, your digestion. And so it's very important to detox to rid your body of your health symptoms, conditions, diagnosis, whatever it may be.
In our little group that we chat amongst one another, we all have our, you know, I won't call it a specialty because, you know, how I feel about specialties. I think that we have concentrations and things, and, you know, we're really holistic practitioners. And I know that when I have a question about minerals, remineralization, or any kind of, when I look at a mineral test and I say, why is there thallium there? I know who to call. Okay, but what is your take on multivitamins versus taking targeted supplements for what your body needs?
Well, you know what? I want to talk a little bit about my medicinal supplement summit I have coming up. And I just want to give people just 2 seconds about it. You guys can go check it out. You can register totally for free at medicinalsupplementsummit.com. And I put together 50 speakers all to talk
50.
About different 50.
And your hair's not gray. That's good.
Not yet. Probably after the summit it will be. But and you are a speaker as well. You talked about the best supplements for sleep. So I know everyone is going to listen to. And this summit is happening September 12th to the 19th, 2016. But you can, you know, even if you are listening to this after that date, you can still go back and purchase it. And you can listen to 15 free talks. If you go to that website, you'll still be able to register and get the 15 free talks. It's just kind of a little intro to the summit. But we have people like Mike Adams of naturalnews.com, Dr. Daniel Amen, who's a very, very famous psychiatrist, talking about optimizing your brain function. Katie, the wellness mama, who's huge, talks about the best supplements for pregnancy and babies. Sayer G of greenmedinfo.com. He talks about the best supplements for heart health, high cholesterol. And it just goes on and on. Dr. Peter Osborne, Jimmy Moore, Dr. Tom O'Brien, Ben Greenfield, Dr. Amy Myers, and so many more. And it's just really a pleasure and honor to be able to interview these speakers, because when I was learning about health, when I first started out, I was really into taking supplements. And I was really confused, and I didn't really know what supplements to take or what were the best. And I spent a lot of money on supplements, like I know a lot of you listeners are doing. You're not really quite sure if they're the right supplements that you should be taking. So I try to really break it down in the summit to talk about, you know, how to customize supplements to you, to your health conditions, the right testing to customize supplements to your body and what you need right now, and answer a lot of questions. You know, should you take food-based versus synthetic supplements? What are the pros and cons? Like, you know, supplements for fitness and performance enhancing, weight loss, fat burning, and also really shockingly, the toxins that are in our supplements, the ingredients to avoid, and even toxic metals that are in supplements. So really help you navigate a lot of pitfalls when going to the store to buy your supplements.
That I've always, you know, I've been a healthcare provider for almost 40 years, and I've seen a lot of things come and go. And you're absolutely correct. I mean, the form of the vitamins, I mean, some people think that natural vitamins are, you know, wonderful, but if they saw how they were made from these rotting, you know, mold infested, you know, it's really the creation of the vitamins and their forms are really important. And it's very, very, very hard to make differentiations. But, you know, most people, when they think about multivitamins, they think, you know, B vitamins. And then, of course, we're stuck on the methylation pathway. And let's not get me started on that, okay?
Yeah.
because everything's really like one pathway out of a million pathways, and we're going to just concentrate on that. And all you can give is methyl B12 and methylfolate. But I will not get on that particular soapbox tonight. But I've noticed that many people are missing the boat on minerals. Why are minerals so important, and why have we not been paying attention to it?
Well, the thing is that minerals are the spark plugs of our bodies. Minerals make our bodies work. So you need to have minerals to make your digestive enzymes. You need zinc for that. You need copper so that your DNA can copy properly. You need magnesium for 3,700 different processes in the body. You need so many different minerals to make your body function, but our soils are deficient in minerals. So even if you eat this perfect organic diet, which I was doing for a long time, I still do, but when I first started out doing that and I thought, oh, I'm going to get all my nutrition from food, and I was cooking all my own meals and going to the farmer's market, buying everything super fresh, and I did that for a couple of years, and then I discovered minerals and mineral testing, hair mineral analysis, and I was still really deficient in a lot of minerals. And it just made me realize that our soils are incredibly deficient, and glyphosate pesticide, which is sprayed on all the food that's non-organic and even makes its way into organic food, how that pesticide works, the Roundup Ready pesticide, is it chelates or removes minerals from the plants. And that's what it's doing to you also. It's like a slow death for you. And if your body doesn't have minerals to function correctly, it's not able to. And eventually people get cancer. They're very, very, very mineral deficient. That's when people end up developing cancer and other autoimmune issues and different issues, health issues. And so the soils are deficient minerals, even if it's organic. And it's just there's so many different things that will deplete minerals, stress, medications, just so many things are working against us. So we have to really focus our supplementation around minerals, and at the very least, taking a multi-mineral.
And of course, absorption is the big issue. Okay, and that is you know, brings us to a really, really, really good subject. There's a difference, and I know I'm preaching to the choir. There's a difference between taking a serum mineral test and taking a test that looks in what's being absorbed in the cells. There's tests, you know, everybody is test conscious, and they think that tests actually point directly to something. But when you want to assess your mineral needs, what is the kind of the better tests out there that will actually show how your body is absorbing the minerals?
How your body is absorbing. Well, I really like to do hair mineral analysis because that tests your tissue levels of minerals. And that's really what counts. I mean, yeah, you can do red blood cell tests, and that's really important as well. You can do red blood cell mineral tests. But I tried it 3 times. The lab couldn't get it right, and I just gave up. Apparently there's like it's a very difficult test to do, apparently. But there's one from Great Plains Laboratory that will test your red blood cell minerals. That's great to do. They test your heavy metals inside your cells as well. But really, an easy test to do is a hair mineral analysis. You can do it at home. It's very non-invasive, and it gives you the level of minerals in your tissues, because that's what counts, not the mineral levels in your blood. If your doctor does a CBC panel or other tests, like, oh, your calcium is fine, your serum magnesium is fine, your sodium, your potassium is fine. You know, the blood is homeostatic. It has to be kept at a very narrow margin of error. So it's going to keep your calcium, your sodium, potassium, these very, very narrow margins. Mm-hmm. Unless you're at death's door, those are not going to budge very much.
Body will steal from other areas to keep that balance in.
Exactly. So that's not where you want to be checking. You want to be checking your tissue levels, and the hair mineral analysis is the minerals in the hair, the deposit is very highly correlated to the levels of minerals you have in your tissues. But you have to do it. You have to test periodically, about every 3 to 6 months, and course correct based on your, you know, when you take supplementation based on a hair test, then you have to change it up, like, you know, anything. And so it's good for a few months after you do the test.
So I know that the hair mineral analysis is easy and complete and cost effective. And there's also the organic acid testing, which is a little more extensive. And there's the spectrocell micronutrient analysis, which requires a blood draw and is a bit more expensive. But from what I'm hearing is that the hair mineral analysis, if you're basing your treatment protocol or your treatment decisions on that, it's something that you can follow up. And you've seen in your practice how people improving. There's a direct correlation between what you're seeing on the hair mineral analysis and what you're seeing clinically.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, hair mineral analysis, I just start with that just because it gives me a very good overall picture of someone's health. But I really like to do organic acid tests. I like to do spectrocell. There's other tests that I'd like to do. And but I, like I said, I like to start with the hair mineral analysis.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So, you know, one of the things I learned in our last conversation, which really amazed me, was some of the toxic metals and why I was seeing them in the hair mineral analysis. But before we get to that, what are the common mineral deficiencies that you see in your client population?
Well, number one is magnesium. You know, when you're stressed out, the first thing to be released from your cells is magnesium. And if you're on blood pressure medication, that's going to deplete magnesium. Some people just deplete magnesium more than others, and it's needed for so many different things. And a lot of people are taking magnesium, but they're not taking enough, and they're not taking the right forms. So it's really important to start thinking in terms of when you're supplementing magnesium to take 5 times your body weight in pounds and milligrams. People that are using the metric system, you'll have to do the conversion. But because I know you have a lot of listeners in the UK, but if you're, but they use the pounds too, but when you are, if you weigh 200 pounds, let's say, you need 1,000 milligrams of magnesium per day. So that's a lot. And a lot of people aren't taking that. And I really like to have people take a few different forms of magnesium. To start with glycinate. I really love magnesium thionate. I like it when people do transdermal spray magnesium. I don't like that ancient mineral stuff, but I really like magnesium ease by Activation Products. It's more like water, not this oily, gross, itchy stuff on your skin.
Say it again because I'm writing it down.
Yeah, it's called Ease Magnesium, and they use the highest quality magnesium chloride from the ocean. A lot of most magnesium oils and gels you see, they use the cheapest form of magnesium chloride, and that's why you get that itchy skin using it.
Okay. Thank you for answering that, because I didn't ask the question, but every time I use it, I get itchy, and I wondered why.
No, and it drives me insane. I mean, the magnesium ease can also make you itchy, but it's best to put it on after the shower and to try not to rub it in too much. Just let it kind of absorb. And it's like water. It just kind of goes right in. So if your skin's dry, it can make you itch. If you have really sensitive skin, then maybe you just need to soak your feet in it, you know. But the magnesium ease for magnesium chloride is my favorite product.
Very good. Very good.
And then we have selenium. Selenium is another mineral that people typically are deficient in. They need it for so many different things, to make their thyroid hormones and to prevent viral replication and to make glutathione. So I definitely like Life Extension SE methyl selenocysteine. That's my favorite one. Mm-hmm. And about, 200 micrograms a day. A lot of my clients need more than that. That's kind of a maintenance dose. But if you're really mercury toxic, you need a lot of selenium to detox that. So when you're detoxing, you need more than that. So I'll give clients typically about 400 micrograms of that.
400 micrograms. Okay. You hear me typing, people's, because I'm learning stuff too. I'm not ashamed about learning things. Okay, so I'm writing stuff down.
Potassium is another big one. Potassium is another biggie. A lot of people are deficient in potassium just from their diets, but also because of thallium toxicity. Thallium. Right. Thallium. And this is a gasoline additive that petroleum companies add to gas so that car engines last longer.
I got to ask, thallium is radioactive, is it not?
I am sure it depends on the isotope. I mean, there's different, I don't know if it's radioactive, but there's different forms of all metals and minerals, and some can be radioactive and some not. So it just depends on the form. But the thallium
Drives me out of my mind. I'm looking at thallium. I'm saying, wait, this person's eating radioactive stuff,
Yeah. but it's not that you, everyone's breathing it in. I mean, if you live in an area where there are cars, you are breathing in thallium. So a lot of my clients come to me very thallium toxic. That's why their potassium is really low on their hair analyses, because thallium blocks potassium channels in the body. So I try to give clients lots of potassium and, cesium toxicity, that can also put, block potassium channels in the body as well. But it's one of the reasons people need to take potassium. And I tend to have them take like this adrenal cocktail where they start with some OJ or any kind of citrus juice and add some sea salt and some potassium citrate to that, and that can be really, really helpful to replenish.
Very cool. But I know that everybody's very, very, very interested in toxic metals, okay? Because the first thing I want to ask is, what is your take on the reason for all the metal toxicity we're running into? And I would like your opinion at some point about chelation. Okay, is it beneficial? Is it something we shouldn't be doing? But if you could talk a little bit about all the various metal toxicities that you see, how to best identify them, okay, and how to best treat them.
Yes, well, so many people today are toxic because of industry. We have a lot of modern conveniences, our computers and our microphones that we're talking into. They are made of all kinds of metals. So these are being dredged up from the Earth's crust and released into the atmosphere. And then couple that with the 700 chemicals we have on average in our bodies. That's well established by the CDC, the Center for Disease Control here in the U.S. It doesn't matter where you live. You live in the mountains or you live in the Arctic, you still are subject to chemical toxicity. And we also are more susceptible to metal toxicity when we are mineral deficient, because our bodies will be forced to use certain metals to do various jobs in the body. Like the body will use mercury to kill off yeast infections. Conversely, when we have yeast infections, the body will use the yeast to clean up the mercury and clean up copper toxicity if we have it. So it's kind of like this catch-22, parasites and bugs will potentiate metal toxicities. Kind of an interesting thing Dr. Klinghart talks a lot about that. But, you know, when we have zinc deficiency, the body is forced to use cadmium to repair the body's tissues and the blood vessels and things of that nature. So, you know, really by mineralizing your body and fortifying your body with proper nutrition, you can protect against metal toxicity to a degree.
That's good advice. I was going to pontificate. You know, I not only speak, I pontificate.
Yeah,
I know, I've been known for that. I was going to go into the whole self-danger response thing, but what kind of tests, if you're going to look for, oh, there's so many. If you're going to look for heavy metal or a true heavy metal load, okay, something that would be affecting the person, what is the best way to assess that?
Well, I'd like to start with a hair mineral analysis. And then after that, I'll kind of determine if someone should do a blood or a urine metals challenge test. And ideally, you want all three tests because some metals come out in the urine, some come out best in the stool, some come out best in the hair. So to really see all of them, you want to do, you know, all of your body burned of metals, you want to do all three tests. You know, you don't really want to worry about blood. A lot of people go to their doctor, like, hey, can you test me for metals? And they'll test their blood. But the body's not going to leave a metal floating around in the blood that you were exposed to 6 months ago. So, or a year ago, or 5 years ago, or 20 years ago. It's going to sequester it away in your tissues, in your brain, in your bones, in your fat, because these metals are extremely toxic. Your body has to protect your vital organs. So a blood test is virtually useless unless you've had an acute exposure within the last 30 to a few days.
Right. That's exactly correct. And people use it as a standard looking for lead toxicity or mercury toxicity, and it's completely worthless. And the worst part about it is that since you believe the test, you're not going to be thinking that your fatigue or your symptoms are going to be from heavy metal toxicity. And it's like a lot of the tests for leaky gut syndrome have a very high degree of false negatives, you know, and most people, nobody I've met doesn't have leaky gut syndrome when they've had a chronic illness. So it's almost, you know, to get a negative test means you don't treat it. And that's one of the major things you should be treating to help heal. So since I mentioned the word fatigue, since that's the biggest problem we face, what are the major reasons for fatigue?
Yeah, I mean, this is what everyone complains about. Everybody wants more energy. I know I do. Yeah, and there's a lot of things working against us in the environment to interfere in our body's energy production. So there's certain metals like the thallium that I mentioned earlier, the gasoline additive, arsenic that people are getting from rice and chicken, tin is another one, aluminum. These metals basically poison enzymes that transport nutrients into our mitochondria. And our mitochondria are little cells, powerhouses that make our energy. And when they don't have the basic building blocks to make energy, you're going to have reduced energy production. You're not going to be making energy to your body's capabilities. And then add in that mercury, which most people have mercury toxicity to some degree. If they eat fish, you're going to already have mercury fillings before or in the past. You're going to have mercury. And then there's lead. Lead actually completely surround and choke off your mitochondria. Those are the people that are sleeping like 12 hours a day. I call them my lead heads because they just have no energy at all.
Oh, I'm just thinking about a teenager. I'm just
yeah.
They can sleep 12 hours, but it's not because of lead. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's normal. Yeah, but
yes, it is.
One of those things where if you're tired, yes, it can be due to infections and things like that. But most people have some amount of these metals or all of the above in their bodies, and they're absolutely contributing to fatigue.
I promised everybody that you'd give us some simple supplementation advice about detoxing, especially detoxing heavy metals. I personally am not a big fan of the chemical detoxes. I think they're a little too harsh. And for some people who are trace mineral deficient to begin with, it's kind of asking for problems. But are there natural ways of bringing down metals slowly but surely and doing it in a safe manner that doesn't kind of add to everybody's problems?
Yeah, that's what I'm all about, is doing a safe, slow detox. I mean, a lot of people don't have the patience for that, but that's how you have to do it, because your body, yeah.
They better get used to it if they don't want to get sicker.
I know, but a lot of people, you know, they want this quick fix. They want to take a pill and feel better, and they start detoxing. They want to feel better in a week or a month, and that's just not going to happen. It takes a lot of energy, and people tend to start detoxing. They get more tired, and they're like, what are you doing to me? But that's kind of like the price of poker. You have to, when you're getting this stuff out of your body, it's going to take a little energy, and you're going to be a little tired. But nothing you can't handle, nothing you're not dealing with already. You know, it's not going to get worse. It's not going to get worse if you don't do something about it. But a couple of really simple tips that people can start today without having to work with a practitioner is taking two products that remove metals that reduce energy. So these two products will remove arsenic, aluminum, tin, and thallium, and cesium too. And so the first one is called BioSil. BioSil is a silica that's attached to a choline molecule, and it, because of that, it has a particular affinity for grabbing on to these trivalent metals, arsenic, aluminum, tin, and thallium and cesium. So not regular silica. Regular silica, like natural silica, horsetail or what have you, doesn't work as well. It has to specifically be the BioSil because, like I said, it grabs onto these metals. And so you do about 6 to 10 drops of that a day. And you do it ideally in some orange juice or citrus juice or pineapple juice, because that'll increase your body's ability to absorb it. And if you can't do citrus or, you know, but you're doing the tiniest little amount of juice, and you're like, oh my God, the sugar, but it's the tiniest little amount, just enough to harbor the 6 drops of BioSil. It's not very much juice or sugar. But that's just a way to optimally absorb it. And 6 to 10 drops, but if you're chronically ill, you may only be able to handle 1 or 2 drops. So you have to kind of figure out what pace works for you. One day or 1 week, I decided to get cute and do like 20 drops a day. And bad decision, because I was really, really tired. I was so,
wow.
I woke up like, why am I so tired? And it's because I'd been doing 20 drops a day all week, because I have some arsenic I'm trying to get rid of. That's just, I used to be extremely toxic in arsenic, and because I just used to eat non-organic chicken for years, for decades. And because of that, I developed a lot of arsenic toxicity. So it's taken me quite a while to remove it. But, you know, doing that, the daily drops of the BioSil, it'll take most people about 2 years to remove their metals. And if they're chronically ill, chronic fatigue probably will take longer.
But it'll be steady, and it won't make things worse.
Yes, exactly. Slow and safe. And then the next product is called Pectisol C, or any kind of modified citrus pectin. There's one called Nutrisol that's an organic modified citrus pectin. And with that, you take about 5 to 10 grams per day. So that's about 1 scoop or about 6 capsules twice per day. And what that does is a binder. It works incredibly well to absorb all types of metals and chemicals, and it absorbs them. So because it's a binder, you don't want to take it with other supplements. You don't want to take it with the BioSil. You don't want to take it with food. You don't want to take it with other supplements. So ideally, maybe you want to take it right when you wake up in the morning or between meals, you know, on your second dose. And you really want to take these together in conjunction on the same day, because whatever you're mobilizing with the BioSil, you want it absorbed and removed from your body with the Pectisol C. And so that's really key. Anytime you're on a detox program, you want to take a binder like modified citrus button.
I someone asked me a question a while ago about pectisol C because it's a citrus pectin. Does that have a bunch of vitamin C in it?
It does not. So a lot of people think that because the C is in the name. I think the C is for citrus or something, but no vitamin C.
Right.
It's just modified citrus pectin.
It's a wonderful absorbent. I use it a lot, fat activated charcoal, but mostly I use the pectisol C. I want to let everybody know that Wendy will take questions if you'd like to call in. The number is 646-595-227. That one more time, 646-595-2277. And if you're in the chat room, I'm monitoring the chat room presently. If you'd like to type in a question, I'd be happy to pass it along to Wendy. So, you know, you have a penultimate expert on the phone here. So this is your opportunity, people, to ask a question.
Well, you had asked about chelation before.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing about chelation, very important subject to bring up when we're having the conversation about detox, because when someone goes to their doctor, they're typically a functional medicine practitioner, a naturopathic doctor, they will typically recommend IV chelation. And I am not a fan at all unless you have a life-threatening acute toxicity. In that case,
absolutely.
Yes, chelate it out, okay? But
right.
in the absence of that, and if you have a low, you know, chronic metal toxicity, which most of us do, you want to do something more slow and safe. A lot of people, they will rip these metals out with IV chelation, and they'll really be very, very laid out after that, very exhausted, very depleted, and really worse off than they were before they started. Though some doctors today are doing, you know, very well monitored IV therapy, but I'm definitely not a fan. I prefer if someone do testing to see what their level of metals are, because most people can do natural chelators where they're taking things like cilantro oil, which works in much the same way as DMSA and removes similar types of metals. You can take the BioSil to remove the trivalent metals, which DMSA typically does not remove. You can take other natural chelators. You can take intestinal metal detox from Chris Shade, from Quicksilver Scientific. Modified citrus pectin absorbs things. You can take glutathione. You can take fat-soluble sodium R-lipoic acid, zeolite. Oh, there's many different substances that I give clients based on their metal toxicities. That's, you kind of want to do DEFCON 1 before you go to DEFCON 2, which is taking the...
I get... I'm going to use that. I'm stealing it. Okay,
yes,
I'm stealing that reference. I'm stealing
it.
That reference.
Yeah.
I'm going to go from DEFCON 5 to DEFCON 1. You know, DEFCON 1.
Yeah.
I'm going to do the whole thing.
You don't want to throw a nuclear bomb on an ant. You know, you have to do testing,
unless
find out what your
really
levels
don't
are.
Like that ant.
Yeah. I mean, based
on
testing.
Your point is really well taken, Wendy, because since a lot of functional medicine practitioners are trained in this particular method of treatment, it's what they see. They look at the hair mineral analysis or whatever testing they're doing. They say, oh, mercury toxicity, let's chelate. And they not realizing that that's only appropriate for an acute exposure. And very rarely do we have people with acute exposures. Okay, with people we're dealing with, the people with chronic long-term cellular dysfunction, and those metals have built up. And yes, they have to be gotten rid of, but to take somebody who's already in a weakened state and start chelating them with intravenous chelation, you're kind of asking.
They're not ready. People need to build up their body foundationally with nutrition and with minerals before they'd attempt anything like that, unless it's a life-threatening acute toxicity. But
right.
Even still, say I went to a naturopathic doctor to get prescription DMSA because at one point my mercury levels were high enough to where I needed to take DMSA. So, but how the correct way to do it is you know, when you go to a doctor, most people are going to give you a standard 500 milligram dose of the capsules of DMSA.
Right.
And that's what my doctor gave me. But the problem with that is, how do you know if your liver can handle that dosage? So the correct way to take DMSA orally via a capsule is to do a liver detoxability test. They don't allow it in the United States because it involves caffeine. Don't get that. So I do. Well, I use a lab.
We should use caffeine, right?
I know.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and so, you know, I use a lab called Nutrapath in Australia where you can get the test, and you can test your liver's ability to handle the DMSA. And based on that test, you'll find out what your dosage should be and if your body can even handle it. And my partner, who's a medical doctor, whom I'm developing a practitioner program for, you know, detoxification and hair mineral analysis, to read hair mineral analysis, you know, his own daughter was given a typical dosage of 500 milligrams by a physician, and so she had severe mercury and lead toxicity, and she was in the hospital for 2 months with jaundice because her liver couldn't handle that. So he delved into the research and came up with this table of what your dosage should be based on your liver of DMSA, based on your liver's ability to detox. And it's quite brilliant. And it's the missing key component most people are not, you know, enjoying when they go to a medical doctor or naturopathic physician to address, you know, metal detox. That's a major component that needs to be looked at.
Absolutely. There's a question here on the chat. It says, how far away from food or supplements should the Pectisol be taken? Is 1 hour enough? Apparently, this individual has issues of low blood sugar and is on a lot of products that are taken 5 times daily, and it's hard to sometimes find a good length of time away from any snack or supplement.
Yes, very good question. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. It's roughly 30 minutes to an hour away from supplements. So what you could do is take it, you know, maybe do a double dose of 10 milligrams first when you wake up in the morning, and then that's all you can do. Or you can also do it right before you go to bed, because your body's detoxing when you're sleeping, you know, more robustly than during the day. So you could also take a dosage before you go to bed at night.
Wonderful. That's really good advice. And of course, are there like medications that you should avoid getting near the Pectisol, say?
For sure. I mean, any medication, you want to take it away from the Pectisol C because it will absorb it. So definitely want to take it away from medications.
Okay. Again, people, if you'd like to talk to Wendy, it is 646-595-2277, 646-595-2277, or you can type a question in on the chat. And I'm sitting here staring at it. So you'll get an immediate answer. You know, I'm still amazed. I mean, the length and breadth of your knowledge has always impressed me, and especially your work with minerals, because it is one of the most kind of ignored or one of the areas of supplementation that's been given the short shrift. Ooh, somebody's calling. Hold on. Hi, nice person in the 732 area code. This is Dr. Jess. Would you like to ask a question? Hello?
No, not right now. I just tuned in.
Okay, well, we're happy to have you. Just
thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I've always known that that minerals have been given the short shrift, and all the it's like the black sheep of the vitamin family. You've made this you've brought all the truth out in the open, because without minerals, we don't live. Okay. And that has to do not only with mitochondrial function, but balancing our pH. And, you know, everybody thinks we should be taking bicarbonates and so forth to make ourselves alkaline, but what you really need are minerals. You need in order to balance your pH and so forth and make yourself alkaline enough to have your energy system actually work.
Yeah. And that's so important, because a lot of people, they take a multivitamin, but they don't contain enough minerals. They have them, but not enough. Minerals are very, very bulky. So you typically have to take an uncomfortable number of pills to get the amount of minerals that you need.
It's true.
But there's a lot of great multi-mineral supplements. One of my favorite ones is called Oceans Alive. It's a marine phytoplankton, and it's my favorite foundational nutrition product because it contains every nutrient required by the human body. It has 180 different nutrients in it. So that's something that I take every day. And another one is called Oceans Alive. And then Intramins, that's another fantastic product that has about 80 different minerals in it that I really, really like.
I love doing this because I'm sitting here as you're talking, I'm ordering the products. where do you get these? I mean, it's like Amazon or some of this stuff, I know about minerals, but you seem to know what the best, which ones are. Do you have a favorite website to go to?
Yeah, well, you can get everything in my store at store.libto110.com, but you can buy them anywhere. You can get them on Amazon. You can get them at activationproducts.com. You can get the Oceans Alive Marine Phytoplankton. These are very common products that you can get anywhere.
Oh, common to you. I mean, really?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Another question. How available is the NutriPath test for determining DMSA dosage and ability of liver to handle it? Could very elevated liver enzymes be an indicator of not handling DMSA after being on it for a number of weeks? That has happened to me in the past.
You know what? The NutriPath test does not test liver enzymes. It tests glutathionation and glucuronidation and other functions that the liver performs. So it's a very specific test that tests your body's ability to pass paracetamol and caffeine to the liver and what the rate of detox is. So it's one of those things that the liver enzyme test that a typical medical doctor does is a very, very different test. And yeah, when your liver is, you're taking DMSA and your liver is under a lot more stress than it normally would be, yeah, your liver enzymes are going to go up. So that's very, very normal. I don't worry about any flux in testing, whether it be blood sugar or cholesterol or other types of tests that doctors do, or even thyroid antibodies, things like that, because when you're detoxing, your body is in a lot of flux, a lot of change, and so you're going to have weird test results when you're in the process of detoxing.
Wonderful.
But they're just temporary. You don't worry about temporary changes.
Well, you have to be an expert to know what's temporary and what's to be worried about. So I'm looking, and no one else is, and we're getting close to our hour here. What is it that you would like everybody to know? What kind of parting comments would you like to impart to my audience?
Well, just the importance of detoxification, because if you're like a lot of my clients, you've been tired for a while, or you've got to have that caffeine, or you've been sick for many, many, many years. You've been to doctor after doctor after doctor, and you're doing everything right. You're eating perfect. You are exercising. You're sleeping well. You're taking all the right supplements, and you still don't feel well. Detoxification is the missing piece of the puzzle that you've been looking for. And it has to be a part of your daily health regime. You don't want to miss that important component because no one is exempt. Everyone has toxic metals in their body and has 700 chemicals on average. And because they interfere in so many different processes in the body, they're going to have a negative impact on your health. And I don't mean to depress everybody. That's not my intention. It's just that there's so many things that you can do. You have a lot of control over the foods you put in your body, the toxic, the products. Or a lot of people putting toxic products in their body. You can reduce a lot of your toxic exposure. You can't reduce all of it, but that's what I talk about on my website and on my Mineral Power that's my detox program. You can learn more about it at mineralpower.com. But this is everything that I talk about on my site is all the little areas that you get toxins. Like I have an articles on a seafood survival guide and articles on, you know, non-toxic beauty products and cleaning products and all kinds of information like that. So you can detox every area of your life. But if you're going to do a detox program, you want to ideally work with a qualified health practitioner because there can be a lot of pitfalls and a lot of, you know, unpleasant symptoms and fatigue. And you need to work with someone who knows what they're doing to course correct when, you know, if you have unpleasant symptoms and if you need to change your supplements or something's not working, you need help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's sometimes it's a difficult point of demarcation. People don't really know when they need professional help. And bottom line is if you're not getting better, it's time to seek out some help. How can people work with you, Wendy?
You can go to my website, livetoto110.com. It's LiveTo110.com. And you can press the shop button, go to our store, and my program called Mineral Power, that's the program that I start with to detox someone. That's kind of like my program where I do an intake, a very thorough health history, and do the hair mineral analysis. And then we do a 50-minute consult to go over everything. And then I just go from there and tell you what to do next. And just really love what I do. I love detox. For me, it was, you know, when I was in my mid-30s, I started to not feel good. I started to feel tired and eventually got so bad. I went to my doctor when I was about 37. And then I came to find out I had adrenal issues, thyroid issues, and I had severe brain fog. I was having rage. I was going into like rages sometimes, which was totally not me, not like me at all.
Definitely
and I look
not,
in the
yeah.
mirror. Yeah, I look in the mirror and like, who is this person? And I know a lot of you out there feel that way. And when I slowly detoxed my body, I slowly came back to myself. That person that I used to know, my energy levels came back. My mild tempered personality came back. My moods were better. My hormones became normal. My thyroid and adrenal hormones all normalized. And my libido came back. And, you know, all these things that, you know.
let's not put the libido down. The libido is very important.
Exactly. But,
I mean,
you know,
really.
a lot of people are dealing with this crap, you know, in their even 20s now, and it doesn't have to be that way. You just need to, you know, kind of be thrown in that right direction to figure out what to do about it. And for me, detox was that missing component that solved all my problems. So I love to help people and guide them on their journey to detox.
And since toxicity is almost a given, it is something that we should always consider doing, and especially doing it gently and safely and getting appropriate guidance when things seem to get a bit confused.
Absolutely.
Wendy, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time, your expertise, and I really appreciate you putting the summit together because, you know, 50 speakers over, 7 days?
Yes. Yeah, well, there's going to be 15 speakers available about a week before the summit, pretty much forever. And then there's about 36 speakers that will be available between September 12th and September 19th. About 4 to 5 speakers per day available for 24 hours to listen to for free. You can't get enough. You can buy it. It's a very low price. It's very reasonable and affordable. And it's just, I think it's just an amazing compilation of information about how to supplement correctly, because I know so many of you have questions about what supplements to take and, you know, how to take them. And I go into a lot of the most popular supplements in depth, like fish oil and probiotics and, you know, other supplements like that, vitamin C and, minerals. Dr. Carolyn Dean talks about magnesium and minerals and just go into depth on these topics about what to take, how to take it, when to take it, the best brands all the experts talk about the brands they like and they use themselves or with their patients. And mm-hmm. just so much amazing information. Energy medicine, the future of supplementation, is actually using energized water to correct how your cells behave.
Well, and I can't wait for that one.
Fascinating stuff. That was Harry Massey talking about the future of supplement customization. And Sterling Hill talks about genetic defects and MTHFR. I mean, just fascinating talks that I think will help so many people. Go check it out. My last shameless plug, go to medicinalsupplementsummit.com.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Wendy. I appreciate you being on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Everybody, that was Wendy Myers. There's nobody who knows more about minerals and detoxification here in the United States. And I really advise you to go to her website, livetoone10.com. Sign up for the summit, because it's free and it's going to get 50 different speakers. Yeah, you can't go wrong, okay? And if you just go to livetoone10.com, you'll see probably a link for it. If not, you can go to medicinalsupplementsummit.com, okay? And you can sign up and listen and, learn an awful lot. It's going to be over 7 days. This is the first summit that I'm participating in also. I think I forget what day I'm on, but I'm talking about best supplements for sleep. Anyway, so I really thank Wendy for being here. Vacations are over, so we're going to start picking up on podcasts. Next week is Labor Day here, so there won't be a podcast on the 5th because nobody's going to be around. Okay, but on the 8th for UK and the 12th for the United States, I am going to do a pre-recorded podcast that I did with Aninka Bernadette Morriston and Winfred Dorr in UK. They have developed a brain development program for children who are struggling with reading, focus, concentration, and spelling. And this particular program, which does not include medications and is highly successful, also takes into account nutrition and the entire family, especially the very stressed out moms who are having difficulty losing weight or having a whole mess of other issues. So I'm going to give you that little teaser and ask you to tune in. I will give you tons of information. This particular program is really excellent and I think is going to be a real game changer. So I appreciate everybody's attention. I appreciate everybody's input. Thank you for being here. I will see you all next week. Take care. It's been a long road. Like I always say, people, if no one's told you they love you today, don't forget Dr. Jess does. Have any questions, just go ahead to my website. Okay, there's a way of emailing me. I'd be very happy to answer questions. You guys have a really good week.